All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the pregame. Today is the 24th of April, 2010. I am your boy, Brooklyn Black. We are live. I am broadcasting from the original home of the pregame in the Bronx, New York, tonight. I am here with the great Ichigo, a.k.a. Jay Lewis. We are here. Right now, what I'm going to do, everybody who knows, all the hip-hop heads know, we lost a great icon. He lost a legend. His name is Guru from the group of Dangstar. And I want to start the show off with some of his songs. I'm going to do it again halfway, and I'm going to wrap it up with some Dangstar as well. I'm going to start this up with Just to Get a Rep. After that, we're going to get right into the show. Rest in peace, Guru. We miss you, man.
Aren't used by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he can prop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you for taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way and when to get the brother. They'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rep. Brothers in a circle, had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you if you don't run out your jewels and pay. Give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little shorty with the 3-8, yo, we was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scarce, so he panicked. Took off his link and his ring and ran frantic. But shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rep. Bigger. Now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and jewels and crazy gear. But as we know, the things we do come back. As shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish though. He pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the planet's been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.
All right, welcome back. This is the pregame. I am Brooklyn Black coming to you live. Like I said, I'm broadcasting from a special location. This is the birthplace of the whole pregame idea, the whole emphasis of pregaming before we go out. But before I get too far off topic, let me get into some events. Tonight, HOF and Tip-Top Flatbush Crew, they present to you the BK Shutdown celebrating Tony Matterhorn and Tip-Top's birthday. That's going out tonight at the King's Palace, 347 37th Street, between 3rd and 4th and Sunset Park. Everyone is free before 1 a.m. That's right, everybody. Men, women, you guys are free until 1 o'clock. Tony Matterhorn will be in the building, also Steely Bash, DJ Obsession, and more. Once again, that is the BK Shutdown in the King's Palace. Also, to this also this Saturday, tonight, Showstoppers Entertainment, Make a Money Entertainment, presents the Henny Black event, celebrating DJ Show's birthday, going down at Star Palm Beach on the Hudson. Contact DJ Show, nyc@gmail.com for more information. They have limo service available, but it's limited. They got about maybe 5-7 seats left, so you want to get on them ASAP. They got a phone number. That phone number is 845-821-5610. 14 BlackBerry numbers, 35A64EDF is the BBM PIN number. Also, too, we got going on the Artist Seduction, brought to you by the ladies of Guy Rich Entertainment. That's going down at the M Sports Lounge, 172-37 Hillside Ave. $5 for ladies, $10 for gentlemen. Save Guy Rich at the door for drink specials throughout the night. Also, going down in 9th of May in Greenville, South Carolina, Greenville Stand Up, Sexy Sister Sunday. It is a tattoo party. That's right, tattoo party going down at Club Rain at 50 Wood Lake Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Ladies, you are free until 12. Fellas, you are $5 with college ID until 12. 10 out, and 10 ladies will be picked to get a free tattoo. The sexiest lady get a free bottle of Nuvo. The 5 dudes will also be picked to get a free tattoo. 18 to get tattoos, 21 to drink. All right, also, too, now, for this week, I wanted to wrap up some more last week that we got on the side piece thing. I want to give a side piece. You ain't got to say your name or nothing like that. You can be totally anonymous, but I want a side piece to call into the show, 347-857-4302. Please defend the side pieces. Defend the jump balls. Defend the booty calls, however you want to be titled. Someone call in. Like I said, you ain't got to give their name or nothing. As of right now, I see a hand up calling from the 347 area code. I'm about to get into it with you real quick, 347. 347-600. You are live.
Oh, you hear me?
You are live in the pregame. This is Brooklyn Black. What's going on? Who this?
What up? This is Kyle from BK. What's good, man?
Okay. Kyle in the building. Kyle is with us rocking on the pregame. So, Kyle, what's up? Are you a side piece? You a jump off? Are you calling to defend the jump off? What's up? What's the take on it?
I used to be a side piece, man. That shit ain't popping, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a bit of confusion, you know? Because it's like you want to be in that person's place, but you know you can't, so you got to play your position. It's just a big mix-up, you know? It's like anyone out there who, like, has a side piece, you know you're dead wrong. Just be honest with them. Tell them what's the deal, you know? Be real with people, man. If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't be in a relationship. But don't try to pull one over on someone, man. It's wrong, man.
All right, so that's what you guys say on the Southeast thing. Kyle, thanks a lot for calling in. You got anything else you want to get out while you up on here? You something you want to say to the people, something you got working on, anything like that?
Oh, I just want to give a shout-out to my fam, my friends. Out in BK, Summer Projects, everywhere. You know, I'm just...
Okay, Brooklyn, stand up. Summer Projects, stand up. All right. Yo, Kyle, good looking out. Thanks for calling in. Stay tuned. We're going to have some more stuff going on in just a second, all right? Right now, we are talking with Jump Offs. We are talking with Jump Offs. Well, we're trying to get Jump Off on the line. I'm taking another caller calling out at also 347. 347-216 is your number. What's good? You're on the pregame. I'm Brooklyn Black. What up?
What's up?
All right, who are we talking to tonight?
This is Alex, crazy.
Oh, Alex, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Nothing, I'm good.
All right, so you calling in. So tell me, are you a side piece or have you been a side piece? Like, what's your take on the whole side piece situation?
I've played that position before. I don't like it.
Okay, now, when you played the position, like, did you stay in your lane or did you try to
Of course I tried to take it. I'm not going to stay. Like, I'm not leftovers or something. That's not how this goes.
So you're not going to rock as the number two. That's what you're saying.
What? I was
so
very
you're not
going to
rock
getting...
as the number two.
No, I'm not going to do that at all.
All right, cool.
My sex is way too good.
The sex is way too good. Okay. Okay, so your sex is way too good to be a number two. That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. 347-857-4302. This is the pregame with Brooklyn Black. We got Alex on the line right now. Alex, actually, thanks for calling. I'm going to get to another caller that's on the line that's, that may be waiting to actually stay on the line. I'm going to get into some more parties going on, get some more promotions going on. While I'm on the line, also to Sprint customers, especially in the Bronx area.
Oh, my God.
You guys need your phone fixed. You guys need to hit up the iMobile store on the Grand Concourse. That's the iMobile store on the Grand Concourse, 2460 Grand Concourse on the corner of East 188th Street. Go ask if you do, man. I ask you, tell them Brooklyn Black sent you. They will take care of you. Also, too, this week, also, too, going out, I want to give a special shout-out and special notes to the Rosé Models Fashion Show. That's going down Tuesday, May 4th at the American Ballroom Theater. That's 25 West 31st Street on the fourth floor. The doors open at 6, but it starts at 7:30 to 9:30. If you want to get in for not the regular price, you want to contact Jay Fox, and her email is jasvefox@gmail.com. Through her, the tickets are $20. If you want to pay at the door, it's going to cost you $25. All right, now back into it. All right, now we had the male point of view from the jump off. We had the female point of view. So pretty much all in all, I had to jump to that. I couldn't get a jump off into it to, you know, defend the jump offs or to defend the side pieces, however you want to call it. But like I said, we are rocking 347-857-4302. This is the pregame. Also, too, now I'm going to get into the subject of fashion. Now, let's not get it twisted. Those who know me, I'm no fashion designer, I'm no model, I'm no stylist, none of that. But I want you guys to call in and tell me, what do you not want to see this spring, this summer? Ladies, call in. Tell me what y'all want to see on the dude. Tell me what you don't want to see, what you're tired of seeing. All right, shut it down. Ladies, I'm tired of y'all wearing gladiator shoes with sweatshorts. All right? This is not Sparta. You are not rolling with Leonidas. I mean, y'all can have pretty feet and all that, but come on, son. Like, you can't be rocking that because also you got leather straps up your leg and you all sweaty and stuffy. That's not cool. That's not sexy. I don't care if you keep your feet pretty. But we're going to take a caller. Calling out at 347. 347-493, what's going on? You are live in the pregame.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Michelle.
What's up, Michelle? How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm good. I'm good. So talk to me. What is your thing on the whole fashion? Like, what do you not want to see this year? What do you not want to see the dudes wearing? What do you not want to see the women wearing?
I'm so tired of seeing these broke down hoes in UGG boots. I am sick of it. It's the deal. It is 120 degrees outside, and you got on sheepskin UGG boots. There has to be some in the store for you to put on your feet. These chicks act like they never had anything in their life, running around with tank tops, short shorts, and UGG boots. Are you kidding me?
Okay, word up. Y'all not on the beach in Alaska or the North Pole or no bullshit like that. There's going to be no reason y'all wearing Uggs and shoes.
It is not that cold outside. It's nice. It's no snow, so, and even in the snow, they're wearing UGG boots. It's sheep skin. It's going to go right through your shoes. I mean.
And I feel you on that one. All right, what about the fellas? What do you not want to see on the fellas this year?
Pardon?
What do you not want to see on the men this year? What do you not, like, if a guy came to you and wanted to talk to you, what would he have to be wearing to turn you completely off?
I can't. But a guy who doesn't get his toes done and has the nerve to rock John Cletas, I mean.
All right, well, one dude shouldn't be wearing John Cletas, no way.
I mean.
You should not be wearing John Cletas.
You should not be
Dominican, Mexican, Colombian.
Want to see your ugly toes in the sandals and you don't get your toes done? I mean, a guy, you know, just like guys like to see us look good, we like to see them look good as well, you know. We like a man who will actually go into a nail salon and get a manicure done. It's not gay. You're keeping yourself up. Go get your toes done. We don't want to be laying up in the bed with you and you cutting up our expensive-ass sheets.
No shredded bed sheets for the summer, people. No shredded bed sheets. All right, also, too, for the men, yo, I'm tired of y'all dudes, man, especially y'all young dudes. Y'all walking around, y'all got skinny jeans on, and they sagging below your waist. Like, yo, they not tight in the first place. And they want to know if it's sagging. You overall look like you're shitting yourself. Come on, fellas.
I will not talk to a guy if his pants is below his waist. That is the most disrespectful thing I think that has ever been introduced to these streets. These guys don't even know what the meaning of that is. They did that in jail. That's what guys did when they wanted attention from other males. And now you are on the street rocking these pants below your behind. That's not cute. A guy walks up to me and tries to holler. I look at him, and I'm like, you see where your pants at? If you can't respect yourself, you're not going to respect me. And that's how I see it.
All right, sure thing. Also, two fellas, you guys might not know, in Connecticut, you sag your pants, you are getting a ticket. And they're about to adapt that thing here in New York. So all y'all dudes out in Harlem who want to wear skinny jeans with the chain and got your shitty jaw showing, you're going to get a ticket. Pull them up, throw a belt on. All right? Michelle, but also, please, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Actually, hold on for a second, see if we got any more hands up. All right, no more hands up right now, so we can still keep going on to the topic of fashion. While we're doing that, I'm going to shout out one new fashion company that just pretty much came out, coming out of Miami, called Chocolate Kisses. They got a whole bunch of stuff going down. They got videos on YouTube of their fashion shows and everything like that. It's made by two young girls coming out, like I said, out of Miami. They founded this thing back in May of last year. If you want to contact these ladies on Facebook, it's Curls Johnson. That is K-U-R-L-S-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Of course, Curls Johnson and Emanuela Lauriston. I hope I said that right. The name of their brand is Established Couture. Like I said, the name of the company is Choco Kisses. Check them out on YouTube. That'll be youtube.com/WeAreChocoKisses. That is We Are C-H-O-C-O Kisses. Also, too, you can check them out at estcouture@gmail.com and myspace.com/ChocoKisses. So check them out. Them ladies got a lot of stuff positive, a lot of stuff going on. All right, Michelle, while I got you on the line, I'm going to ask you, have you been married?
I came close.
You came close?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so for those who aren't 100% sure, I am now switching the topic up to the topic of marriage, holy matrimony. I want people who have been married or getting married or thinking about it, who were married, whatever, call in 347-857-4302. Most of you guys have me on Facebook. You can listen to the show directly from my Facebook page, and also this show will be available for download for your iPod and all your other MP3 players and all of that good stuff. So like I said, marriage. So what happened, Michelle? Like, what happened with you? What made it, like, what was the deal breaker? What made you call it off?
Just a cheater. My thing is this. If you're going to go out and do you, keep a room with me. Let me know what's going on. Bring her home. Heck, I might want a piece of the action, too. But don't sit there and do it behind my back and think I'm not going to find out. Woman's intuition is a motherfucker.
I hear that. You know, I hear that one. Okay, so pretty much so that was it. But as far as the whole idea of marriage.
You know, some guys are just too controlling. They want things their way or no way. I can't stand a guy who's too jealous. I can't do it. The jealousy, the control. I'm a very independent young lady, and I don't want no guy telling me, oh, I don't want you working. I don't want him to have that much control over me.
Okay, so let me ask you, if homeboy was pulling in, let's say, over $120K a year, now, yeah, you're all independent. You know, you know how to get a job. You can balance your checkbook, and you can cook, clean, maintain a household, and all that. But you meet homeboy, like I said, he's pulling $120K a year. He goes, babe, let's get married, and you don't have to work.
Well, by that time, I would already have my business established because I'm not going in blindsided. God forbid something happens, and he decides to do to me what homeboy did in the freaking Tyler Perry shit and just kicked homegirl out with nothing. No, I'm going to have my own.
We're gonna take another call. Actually, this is my other co-host. This is the lovely Ebonair. Here's a smoker, my big sis. She is on the line. Let's get her in here.
What's popping, Black?
What is going on, my sister?
Black. First, let me let everybody know I do miss my baby brother. He's not home right now. he left because I'm, you know, I'm a little sick, and he was afraid that I would make him sick and he wouldn't be able to do his show. So he just up and jetted. He left the whole borough on me. But that's okay, son. I'm going to be waiting up when you get home.
All right, so now that I've got one, okay, now that I have two women on the line and I have Michelle's point of view, now I want yours, you, especially you being my co-host. I want to know, what's your whole thing on the whole matrimony thing? What's
I
your stand
think
on
it's
it?
Bullshit. It's bullshit. It's just the way, it's just, it's like having a lease or a deed or papers on a motherfucker. It means absolutely nothing. There are people that do not respect the sanctity or the vows that they so lovingly take, and everyone knows nothing lasts forever. Nothing. I think it's bullshit. Technically, when you lay down with a man, this is how it's supposed to be. When you lay down with a man, then he becomes your husband. Y'all supposed to get together in your head and do what y'all got to do because you already shared in spirit. That's what joins you. All this other shit is European shit. Period.
Okay. Now, you know, let me just ask, you know, for the sake of radio and for the sake of conversation, have you been married?
Hell no. Nah. But I've been engaged several times. But I'm like homegirl that was just on. Honestly, the older I get, it's not so much me. I like my space, and I like my privacy. And when I come home, if I feel like I don't want to watch TV, then damn it, I don't want to watch TV. But I don't need some nigga talking about, no, I don't want to watch the game. I want to, listen, go to another fucking room. It should have to be like that. If it was ever a situation where someone tricked me into it, I would have to have my own room. In order for the marriage to be okay, I would have to have my own room. And I have to be able to keep my male friend.
Okay. Also, for the callers that are in queue, if you guys want to give your 2 cents in, press 1. I do see your phone number, but once if I see your hand up, then I know you want to talk on the air. Michelle, let me ask you, hearing what Sister Ebony just said, are you in agreement or do you have a different view on it? What's up?
I disagree. Definitely. It all depends on how the two people view marriage. Because if a guy doesn't respect the marriage bond, he's just doing it just to satisfy the girl, then he's not going in full-heartedly and he's not going in honestly. He's just doing it just to make her happy, and neither of them are going to end up happy in the long run. So I believe that, you know, both of the parties have to respect the marriage vows and know actually what they're getting into before they get into it. Anything can last if you want it to. Two parties have to know how to communicate and make it last. Things do fall apart, but communication is key when it comes to a lot of things.
Okay, so what's the difference between that and just living with someone? There's no difference, because you do all of those things just living with someone. The only thing is, when you die, they get your insurance. That's the only difference.
Actually, it happens both ways, because if you're living with somebody else.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to get this one quick promo in, and then we're going to take another call. This Thursday, Hyman Roth and the fellas at Stick of Sound Entertainment present Breezy Thursdays at the Negril Night Spot in the Village. That's 70 West 3rd Street between Thompson and LaGuardia in the Village. Like I said before, there's no cover, so everybody go there after work. It's going to be a real big event. Now, also, I'm going to let my other special guest co-host come in the room, Mr. Ichigo Kurosaki, a.k.a. Jay Lewis. He's going to come in and chime in on the whole marriage situation. All right. Jay, you in?
I'm in here. Yeah, I'm in the building, pre-gaming like we supposed to, like we did in the beginning.
All right, so tell me, let me know, the whole marriage thing, how you feeling on it?
All right, well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a bona fide draft dodger, meaning I didn't go there. I've been in a relationship for 10 years, but I feel there's no need to sign some papers. I'm here because I want to be here, and no marriage license is going to change that. It didn't make me want to be here in the first place. Nothing about marriage I find appealing. It's like control. I will tell you this, though. The key to all successful relationships is separate televisions. I learned that a long time ago. You know, mm-hmm. we're mad. I can go to my corner, you go to your corner, I'll see you later.
Okay, so pretty much you're on the whole, you guys live together, as long as both people want to be there, that's what it is.
That's what it is, because all it is that everybody has to want to be there. Even if you're married, if nobody wants to be there, things is not going to be right in the house.
Okay. If you want to chime in on this marriage situation, if you're in my queue, press 1. I will call on you, and we will talk and get it good. All right. Okay. We got a caller calling out at the 917. All right. Let's see who we got up in here. 917, you are live up in the pregame line, looking black with your 2 cents.
Yo, what's good, my nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Know how it is. Down in the BX right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, big job, boy. What's up, man?
Alright, my 2 cents is basically this. Like, you know what I'm saying? These chicks out here trying to marry dudes up because, you know what I'm saying, we're making money. And we're going to good school. Doing all this good shit. And they try to pop our condoms and shit, put holes in them shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not feeling that. One of my mans got knocked up like that. You feel me? And like, I'm just saying, like,
so, like, so you got knocked up with the whole idea of marriage? Like, you got married and shorty took him for everything?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And them bitches fucking other dudes, and I'm here, and I'm saying, like, looking at this shit, you know what I'm saying? Fucking my friends, like, yeah, like, it's cool. So I'm 22, I don't give a fuck, and all about is making money.
Okay, the two ladies in the room, especially my co-host, Ebony and Michelle, what the brother just said.
I find that to be quite comical, I must say. How old is the dude that got married, and how old is the chick?
Yo, they were like 35, and
oh,
six,
word?
Like 20-something.
Okay. All right. Dude, first of all, dude should have seen that coming. A mile away, but that's what happens when you don't think with the right head. Okay?
That's
you get fucked
true,
up.
But I'm
you get fucked
that,
up. But look, it's tricky. Look, that goes both ways. I know plenty of chicks who have met guys and friends of mine, people that I know right now, met a dude, like dude, let dude move in, everything all good. She go away with a homegirl for the weekend, she trick, come back, ain't nothing staring at her but the back of the fridge, you dig?
I dig.
Alright? So, I mean, things happen.
Where you from, baby?
I'm from Bed-Stuy, do or die.
Bed-Stuy? That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Oh,
all right, John. I need you to stop trying to holler at
myself. Fuck, boy, you sound bad, man. You know what I mean? Like,
347-857-4302. We are talking on the topic of marriage. Is it worth it?
Me on Facebook,
do it. Will we do it again? If we had the chance. John, I'm going to let you go, but I got another caller in here. John, please stay tight. Hold tight. We're going to get into it. I'm going to get to another caller.
Talk to you later,
before
John.
Before I say my next game, Star Trek. My next caller is calling out of the 917-817-843.
Hey.
You are live in the pregame. I am Brooklyn Black. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn's in the house.
Yeah, Brooklyn's in the house, and I'm listening, and I want to comment about marriage and, you know, what your topic is tonight.
Okay, so talk to me.
What is it that you asking these people?
Okay, pretty much what their views on marriage is, like, at all three stages. Like, before you go do it, like, do you really want to do it? And then when you do it, was it worth it? And then when it's over, would you do it again?
Well, the thing about it is before you even get to that point, you need time to get to know who you are. Because you have to get to a point in your life where you know what's negotiable and what's not. If you don't know who you are, then you can't expect to ask somebody else to understand that. And one of the most important things in any relationship is communication. So if you're going in with the thought of, well, this is mine, this is yours, this is what I'm going to do, that's what you're going to do, and we want to keep this secret and keep that secret, it's never going to work. It has to be communication to the point where when it gets to where I don't think I want to be with you anymore, I want to see someone else, I want to do something else, is to be honest enough to be able to say, or man enough or woman enough to say, I can't do this, and just let the other person know so you can move on and it's not a situation where it gets to be so ugly and you have to think about things in the future. Nobody's thinking ahead. Everybody wants to do what they want to do at the moment, but you have to think about what about if you have kids and all those kind of things matter. So all I'm asking is everybody, before you jump into anything, is to think about later on, because there is going to be a later on, because it is not just about the moment. Well, that's my two cents on the deal.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sister Tisa. While you're on the line, I'm going to get this special dedication out just for you. There's a young author, ladies and gentlemen, by the name of Randy Kearse. RandyKearse. Randy Kearse. He has a book out now called Changing Your Game. I highly recommend I tell everyone to pick it up and tell a friend about it. He actually took his time and autographed the book for Lady Cheeks on the train. In the middle of rush hour, train full of people, he pulled out a pen and signed the book for Lady Cheeks. So therefore, I'm giving him the official pregame endorsement, pick up his work. But thanks a lot, Sister Cheeks, for calling in and weighing in on that situation. I appreciate it. Please stay tuned. I'll keep this going. Right now, I'm going to go up to the halfway break. And I'm going to play another song by Gangsta, who just lost their legendary member, Guru. He passed on Monday due to complications from cancer. I'm going to play one known joint, and I dedicate this joint to my sister, Ebony. This is Master Peel. Ebony, this is for you.
Baby,
peel
happy.
I said, this is for you. We're going to go to a quick break. I'm going to play Master Peel just for you, because I know this was your jam by Gangsta.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's what's up.
No way you'll never make it. Come with the weak shit, I break it. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. But with my unique skills, nah, they can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have massive deals. Oh yes, I'm greater than all MCs. When I breathe, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard, and they can say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of it. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kick my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocal skill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mass fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. I'ma end this lecture, and I betcha those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. It's and I be kicking the rear. While they be losing the race, trying to chase massive here.
Marriage, but I believe our second guest host, Mr. Ichigo Kurosaki, wanted to chime in on the fashion subject.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we definitely missed that one. First of all, I want to say that Uggs in the hot weather is a no-no. It's definitely a fashion no-no. Y'all ladies need to stop that. But on another note, those half shirts and those half vests, got something hanging out of them. Especially in the greater Fordham Road area, it's notorious for the half shirts and the fat stomachs hanging out. We don't want to see that this year.
So pretty much what you're saying, just because it's a belly shirt, don't mean you need to have a belly to wear it.
No, not if you've got three bellies. You got
can I chime in on that too?
Ebony, you know you got it.
Okay.
No, it's yours.
Ladies, that goes to knowing what you can wear and what you can't wear. I suggest getting a full-length mirror, putting it on the back of your bedroom door or your bathroom door, and getting a good look at yourself from the front, from the side, and from the back. People forget that they have a back. You forget that if standing up, that shirt is already at your navel. When you sit down, it's at your rib cage. You forget that your ass crack is out. If y'all don't believe me, check the Facebook page for the pictures because I'll be taking them and putting them up there. Yes, if I catch you slipping, I'm snapping the picture and it's going on Facebook. Real talk. Cut it the fuck out. If you're a big girl, then dress accordingly. Big girls can look good. Big girls can look nice. Look, rule of thumb with the shirt and the jeans. Okay, with the jeans. If you button your jeans and zip them up, and you got some fat at the top, it's sort of reminiscent of a muffin top, then those pants are too tight. Don't wear those. Get the next size up. Better yet, maybe wear a skirt. Rule of thumb with the shirt. Have a seat in it. Ask your homegirl, Tay, can you see my ass crack? If Tay said, yeah, I can see your tramp stand, then that means your shirt is too small. Get the next size. So I'm with you there on that one, Julian. You are absolutely right. And and fellas, yeah, y'all too with the bellies out and the chest when y'all ain't got no muscle definition and the half done corn roll. And please get rid of the gold front enough. That shit looks nasty. We don't like that type of shit. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you're saying a dude
looking
like Paul Walker and
all that? Oh, come on. Nah, first I'm looking at him like he a motherfucking clown. How you going to come talk to me with all that? I'm distracted by your fucking grill. I can't even hear what you're saying. I can't even focus because I'm looking at all that shit you got in your mouth. It makes no sense. When I see shit like that, I say to myself, let me get an image of this person 10 years from now. That shit don't look cool. It don't look cool 5 years down the line. Fellas, get rid of the gold. Get rid of them. All right? Pop them off. Go ahead, pawn them. Look, or keep them as a memory to remind yourself of a bygone era, whatever, but just don't wear them in your mouth.
All right, cool. It looks like Brother Kyle want to get that kid, a.k.a. Black Randy Orton. We're going to get him back in here.
Yo,
Kyle, what's up, man? What you got to say on the whole fashion tip, man?
I kind of agree with both of them on the whole half shirt belly things, man. Especially like women who got kids, man. They got like the whole C-section and cut open bellies. It's not sexy. It really is
okay.
Not.
All right, I want you to put it right here. If you can see a shorty C-section, she shouldn't be outside.
Excuse me. No, but she had the whole. I said, God, I saw that.
An exposure right here. Okay. Somebody needs to do some water or something. Somebody call me. Everybody on the phone.
My bad.
Pretty much, yeah, because it's a belly shirt, that does not mean you got to have a belly. The ladies fall past and stuff like that.
But I just want to tell y'all, this is for the fellas, because some of y'all is making us look really bad, really bad.
True.
First of all, why your pants got to be that low? Your whole ass is out.
God.
It's at the
Thank
bottom
you.
Of your boxes. And y'all got on, like, some Hanes. Y'all not even, like, wearing some Tommy Hilfiger or boxes. You showing the world, like, your boxes you bought at Conway, and I just don't understand all of that there.
Real talk.
Even in the wintertime, y'all must get cold.
Real talk. Ass crack be having icicles and shit. You absolutely right. That is the nastiest. I say that we should start a puking revolution. Puking revolution is when you see someone with their pants below their behind, and you can, I mean, like, at the ass, the little curved part of the ass, the very bottom part of the ass, and their boxes, and you know there's nothing between their asshole and those boxes, and you, I say we trip them up and just start, you know, well, look, it must be what you want to happen. It must be what you want to happen. If you're walking around.
Unfortunately, I have to let a caller go. Brother Orton, a.k.a. Kyle, I will get called back in, but I have to let another caller in. All right, I'm going to have to let you go right now. Huh? All right, we got a caller calling from the 111 area code. Okay. That means they're calling me private. Okay, private people, that means, you know, they're going to jump off or something. But 111 area code, what's up? You are on live with Brooklyn Black.
Try private caller.
Okay, private caller. If you got your phone number blocked, you're live.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe they're just listening from.
Once again, 347-857-4302. If you want to talk, you want to get your 2 cents in, press 1. I will see you and acknowledge you. Right now, we're getting into fashion and marriage. Let me see. I'm gonna give it to F. What further do you want to go in on? You want to go more to the whole marriage thing, or you want to take it on the fashion, or is there something you want to talk about?
Well, it's nothing in particular that strikes my fancy right now. I'm done with that whole that marriage thing. Like I said, you know, to each his own. If you like it, I love it. But just personally for me and from a lot of the people that are in my immediate cipher, I've seen that, you know, it hasn't worked. It hasn't been successful so far. Maybe it's worked so, you know, maybe it worked a little bit, but it didn't continue. I think whatever makes a strong family is what's important.
All right. It seems like somebody from a private number is calling back, so I'm going to let them in. Private number, you're live in the pregame. What's up?
Is this a 111 number?
Yes, the 111 number, the private number. What's up?
Hey, I was calling about the fashion thing you're talking about.
Okay.
Listen, back in the days, it used to be a time when it was a little mystery to what was going on with you. Now everything is exposed. Everybody knows what you got. Everybody see what you got. And with the fellas with the pants down like that, you know, how you going to run? How you going to do anything? How you going to defend your child or your lady that you with your pants all down there? Because all somebody got to do is just one quick yank and you can't do anything. You on your knees. You know, so what's with that? And besides, who wants to see everything that you got? There's no mystery to anything anymore. Everything is so exposed, you know. So I just want to know, and if you're somebody's parent, if you look back, did your dad wear his pants down like that? You have any respect for anybody that does that? You know, that's just my opinion. You know, that's my two cents.
Okay, so
you're
like stressing the whole thing, like it's not looking right, like
you
look like they should have
themselves,
right?
It looks horrible, like they got the worst pamper in the world on, okay? And then not only that, once again, they're not thinking about the future because if they listen to the news or if they watch any doctor shows, there's a whole lot of problems going on with the structure of their bones and all the problems they're going to have because they have to walk with their legs so wide open that they're throwing their whole system out of line. And then they're going to have hip replacements at the age of 30 instead of 60. So what's that about?
Okay, thanks a lot, private number. Hopefully you're still listening online. I'm going to have to let you go to the free of the call line. Someone else is trying to get in. But like I said, thank you so much. Your input is appreciated. Also, what I'm going to do is get another promo off the line. This is for Fat Cat's Wine in Carroll Gardens, New York. Go there. They're located on 538 Court Street. In Brooklyn, you can hit them on the email, which is fatcatwines@yahoo.com. I'm sorry, yahoo.com. They're open 7 days a week. That's Fat Cat Wines in Carroll Gardens. All right, now, 917721, I believe that's Brother Johnny Hamza. He wants to chime in on, I believe, the fashion.
Yo. I do want to say something about the fashion. As far as my niggas is concerned, like, I feel y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like, looking at Lil Wayne with his pants down and shit, I say, fuck it. Y'all niggas want to wear your pants down, wear it down. Why not? What the fuck? Like, so it bothers you. So what? You got a problem with it? Step up. If not, get the fuck out the way. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Are you going to suck it? Like, fuck.
I mean, all right, you're defending the whole people in their pants down thing. You're defending that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
No, which means you wear your skinny jeans past your kneecaps.
I don't have any skinny jeans, but I agree with niggas doing whatever the fuck they want to do if they feel like doing it. You feel me? Because, like, the fuck? They want to do it.
All right. You know, we're going to be asking for
me and
for the
building
next time I have to actually curb your language.
Oh, my poor.
That's
my
favorite degenerate right there.
This is free internet radio. Let him rock out. Go ahead. Let him say what he got to say. Fuck it.
Well, also, too, at the same time, during this dead space, I want to give a shout-out to Mickey James and Maria Kanellis.
Right.
For those who don't know, they are professional WWE superstars who took the time out to listen in tonight. And become fans of the show, so I want to give them a shout-out. All right, Johnny, you got the floor next.
Like I was saying, man, yo, guys, if you want to wear your pants down, why not? Fuck it, do it. If you feel like doing it, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, y'all girls want to be like dudes these days and fucking want to have your independence and do all that crazy shit on your own, all that wild shit. I'm independent. I don't need no nigga. I could fucking do my own shit. And I'm saying, like, fuck it. If bitches want to be like that, then let niggas do it too. The fuck? I want to wear my pants down. So you can see my dick if you want to suck it. Like, if not, then fuck out the way.
All right.
Okay. He did
all
say
right.
Let him rock.
All right.
No, let him rock. He getting his shit on. Let him go.
That was nothing genius about it. It was quite simple, in fact, very mediocre.
Okay, you kept it playing.
If niggas want to do what they want to do, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
But, okay.
Telling me what I can do or not do. Like, all right, you don't want to see my ass crack, don't look back. What the fuck?
Okay, check it out.
Why are you looking at my ass for? You want to look at my ass. You want to see my pants crack.
You want it out.
You want to see that crack.
You got your
yeah,
ass.
You know you want to put an ice cube in it. Hell yeah.
You did.
All y'all grown sexy, you know what I'm talking about. Put an ice cube in it.
Yo, I swear, I'm going to start walking around with a slingshot. And for everything I see, with his jaw, with his pants, listen, it's not even an issue about who sees it. It's a matter of respect, and it's a matter of hygiene. If you got, okay, now this is a scientific fact. Everyone walks around with at least the one half of a peanut shell filled with feces in their ass, which translates to when you sit your ass down in these public places where you be walking around the train, the bus, in school, your crumbs, your shit crumbs and shit balls and all that other little shit, microscopic shit that you don't see or know is there, is seeping through your cotton drawers, especially if you got the cheap ones on. I seen a nigga with, he didn't even have on boxers. He had on Superman briefs. He had on tidy whities. I could see the pimples on his ass. You understand? Not because I was looking. Not because I was looking, but the motherfucker
like
was walking in front of me.
Swag like you got it, and you got it, my nigga. If you an ugly nigga, you need to stop. Like, you know what
look,
I'm
there's
saying?
A difference between grown man low and just real fucking ridiculously stupid looking. There's a difference.
That's
there's
very
no,
true.
There's no
that's
reason why
true.
Your
oh,
pocket, your back pocket should be on your shins. That
right.
makes no
that's
fucking sense.
I'm saying let them niggas rock, like you know what I'm saying? That's the niggas culture, that's what they believe in, that's what they wanna do, you know what I'm saying? That's in their circle.
You
know what I'm saying? Nobody fucks with you in your cipher, let them cipher live. You
because
did,
I don't
like,
walk around with my ass out.
And even
understand?
If you did, ain't no nigga gonna say shit because they wanna look at your ass, man. They probably wanna see that good old, you know what I'm saying, camel
yeah.
toe. Big.
Yo, that's been see now you on a whole other subject. That's for next fucking show, the camel toe. That's for
yeah,
next show.
I had to take
we're gonna let Brother Kyle back in.
Camel toe. Love him or hate him. Next.
All right, we're gonna let Brother Kyle back in for the last 7 minutes. Brother Kyle, what you say? Because Kyle, I know you for a fact you're a dude that rocks the pants below the butt cheek. Like, of course, man. Like, I know you're gonna do that sometimes. You know, you're not a lot of time dudes that do that, but, like, what's your reason for doing that?
Cool.
Brother Kyle, Mr. Orton.
I mean, I thought this was America. That's what I'm gonna say about that. I thought this was America. You had the freedom to do what you pleased. I get it how, you know, it's kind of disrespectful. I get it how it's disrespectful, you know, it's just like people don't want to see that. I get that, but on the other hand, it's a kind of catch 22. It's like people
want to
rock out. People want to rock out, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like
can I pose a hypothetical question here? And for all those that like that don't have a problem with the, you know, the pants down low and everything, can I just pose a question? And I would like you guys to please answer. Okay, hypothetical question. You're sitting on the bus. The bus is crowded. You see this nigga get on. He got his pants down low. The motherfucker comes and stands right in front of you. Now, you ain't got no choice but to look forward. There is no to the side. To the side of you is a wall. To the other side is a fat dude snoring with crumbs on his chest. So you have nowhere else to look.
You got your hands up. You're on the air.
The nigga dick is right in
your
face.
Listen. What about the guys that's wearing their pants down like that? Isn't that just like a man exposing himself to a small child? So all of you guys out there that are fathers, do you want your son, your daughter, looking at that? Isn't that the same thing as exposing yourself?
I mean, I can't condone or condemn it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's both sides to it. You know, it's wrong on some end, another end. It's like people want to do it. Me personally, I don't like. That's not a hobby of mine. I don't just go out there and, you know, have my butt cheeks out. But it's just like that's what people want to do. You know, it's like it's wrong in some cases, but in others, I can't get on that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's a touchy issue, you know what I'm saying? It's touchy.
Yeah, it's like people want to do it, but does that make it right?
No, but it's like, who are we to really just get at them like that? Just judge them constantly.
Okay, so then I guess for every pedophile out there or every man that wants to expose himself to a young child, then there's nothing you can say about it because people should be able to do what they want to do.
All right.
Situation, totally different situation.
I want to say one more game Star Trek. Everybody that's on the line, there's one person who's on the air, they're not on the line, 347-989. If that's your number, beware, you're about to be on the air. You're going to get 2 seconds to say whatever you need to say. But before I go on stage, I want to give a live shout out to PinkGirlModelingInc.com. If you're on the whole thing of fashion, you want to check that out. Anybody want to be a model or something? PinkGirlsModeling.com. Exactly how I said it. All one word. All right. Last words on the fashion. Dudes and women. Matter of fact, just 2 words. Men and women, 2 words. Common sense. If you know they're looking on you, don't go out to your house. Because they're boxing you. I'm taking pictures. I'm putting them on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, everything. So if you want to be embarrassed, exercise your common sense. Come out looking right. And you'll be all good. Ichigo, what's good? Taisho, last 2 words. What's up?
Pull them damn pants up. Shit looks ridiculous. I don't care if it's America. I don't care if it's Russia. I don't want my kids looking at y'all niggas asses.
All right, Johnny Honda, you are up next. What's your last 2 words?
I want to go on that first comment that chick said, like, about, you know what I'm saying, niggas being all up in your grill. Like, yo, there's a 3 feet space, you know what I'm saying? If you step into my territory, then you're going to have to come face me. Like, you feel me? You want to put your dick or whatever the fuck you hanging off your drawers because you want to put your pants down and bring it up to my sink. I'm going to fuck niggas up. So, niggas get washed up. Like,
yeah. Right, you're going to get washed up. Okay. What's up? Last 2 seconds.
Who?
Yeah, last 2 seconds.
Yo, be an adult. My last 2 words, be an adult.
All right. 347-989, you are on the air. Give me your last 2 words, whether it be on marriage or the fashion thing. What's up? 347-989. You know your number. Don't come in. You call you out. All right. There was the top. Black on. What's up?
Maybe they can't. Something's wrong.
Kyle, you got your last 2 cents in?
Oh, my fault. About the whole marriage thing, it's like really chill with the side pieces, man. Stop, you know. Stop it. Enough. If you don't want to be with that person, don't be with that person. But don't deceive them.
Right. I'm going to have one more caller in the last 30 seconds. 718-864, you're in the free game. You got 2 seconds to give me your 2 cents. What's up?
Yes. First, I want to comment about the pants down. First of all, I think it's disrespectful, I mean, to everyone, and you being disrespectful to yourself. Also,
true that.
I want to comment on marriage. I feel like this. I mean, I'm an old timer. I feel like this. If you care for someone, or you care for them enough, in which I think marriage is great.
I hate to cut you off, but I got a few minutes left.
Last one.
I'm gonna play this last GameStar joint once again. Recipes Guru. Everyone who's going to rock with me, thank you so much. Find me on Facebook, Brooklyn Black. Next week, we'll be here. I'll put the topic up real soon. Everything's so
right,
back.
Right.
We'll be available for download. Once again, this is Right Where You Stand by GameStar featuring Jadakiss. Everybody who calls in, I love all of y'all.
All right, I will continue next week.
We'll be here next week.
That's right.
What can I say? Let me explain this to you.
you, man. I lay you right where you stand. You can catch a few shells. One go right through your polo, man. Usually I'm solo and I got a crazy team. Call, kiss the ride on you. Watch for the laser beam. Shit, it's that OG flavor. Remind you of a corner bodega and that old E behavior. On point, but I ain't trying to scuffle with chumps. Long joints, got the culture power plus the double pump. Troublesome to anyone who stands in the way. I stand on a spread. Fuck if your man's in the way. Your girl want me cause I do it better than you. The whole world wants me, nigga. I'm a legend of you. Like LL, Rakim, Ice-T and them niggas. Like Cube, Snoop, and Dre, I'ma be seeing the figures. It don't matter, you don't have to be liking me, man. Keep playing, you'll be laying there, right where you stand.
Gun on my waist, knife in my hand. I keep telling you cowards, I'ma leave you there, right where you stand. I don't wanna talk and I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over quick, leave you right where you stand. Some say I'm trifling, sometimes I rightfully am. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma leave you right where you stand. You just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. D-Block, Gangstar, leave you right where you stand.
You wanna know why I invest all my money in the haze and in the dope? Cause right now I'm currently a slave for Interscope. Respect first, then money, basic shit. If you got niggas under pressure, you can take they shit. Listen, I'ma leave you right where you stand. Have the ambulance pass your Timberlands off right to your man. Cause he pussy, he ain't gonna do nothing but look. When it come to beef, he don't wanna do nothing but cook. As soon as the chrome scope him, right there, two in the dome smoking. Kids keep funeral homes open. I fall back, smoke an ounce in the dark. Bounce on a cream track like I bounce on a knock. Keep playing, y'all niggas are.
Yo, you're still on the line, dog. 347-989, you're still on the line. Hello? Yeah, you, I hear you.
What?
Yes, I hear you. Who's this? Wait, is this Jess? And we're going to end the show now. You're the cat.